Blog Talk Radio.
God, I thank God for another Just Breathe program. I thank God for everyone who has called in on the phone lines and all the internet listeners. Hallelujah, Jesus. Continue to listen to the music, and I will return, and this is Evangelist Hannah. Glory to God. We are truly lost without God in our life. We can't breathe right. We can't walk right. We can't talk right without God in our life. Thank you, Jesus. This is Evangelist Hannah with Hannah's Alpha Omega Outreach and Kingdom Builders International. And welcome to another Just Breathe program. We just got to breathe and let God do the rest because he truly will. Again, I thank God for everyone who has called in and for all the internet listeners. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're truly worthy of all the glory and all the honor and the praise, God. Right now, I just breathe in and out. Release everything onto you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come before your throne tonight, God. First of all, thanking you, Lord God, for your love and your grace and your mercy, God. Magnifying, glorifying your holy name, God, because you're truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would use me tonight, Lord God, to speak a word to someone, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, speak through me tonight, Holy Spirit. I yield myself as a yielded vessel for you to speak through tonight, that it would not be me speaking, but it be the Spirit of God speaking. I pray that you would open up your heart to receive a word from God tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines, over the internet, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that no weapon formed against Kingdom Builders International shall prosper, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I plead the blood of Jesus, God, over everyone listening, God, over everyone that's going to listen to this broadcast, God. And I pray, Lord God, you will speak to them. Speak to each and every one of us, God, individually, Lord God, where we are at in you, God. Meet us there tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I give you all the praises and all the glory and all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, amen. Glory to God. You can get your Bibles out. I do have a couple of scriptures to go. I'm going to go over in the name of Jesus. And the title tonight is Walking in Wholeness. And in order for us in the body of Christ to walk in wholeness, that means we have to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. So walking in wholeness. Are you walking in wholeness? Are you walking in your healing? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I thank and praise God for my dear friend, Prophetess Teresa, my sister in Christ, my friend. I give a shout out to her tonight. And I thank God for all that she pours into Kingdom Builders International. So the first scripture that we're going to go to is Genesis 2 and 7. And it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. See, God created Adam in absolute perfection in his image and in his likeness. He made him from the earth. He breathed his spirit into him so Adam could be a living soul. He fashioned him as a tripart being, the whole man consisting of the spirit, soul, and body. So we are spirit. We have a soul composed of our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we live in a body, our physical body. See, the beginning of creation, the spirit of man was joined to God. His soul was subject to the leading of the spirit. And as a result, this body, our body, could have lived eternally. But, of course, sin came in. But when man entered into a state of sin, this order, it was altered. God's original plan was altered, but God knew it was going to be altered. So God had another plan, glory be to God. The soul took over the lordship from the spirit. The mind crowned itself in sovereignty, sustained by human knowledge instead of God. And we are suffering the consequences because of that. Now, Ephesians 2 and 3 says, among who also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And of the mind. See, then our mind became a sinful state. Well, into a sinful state once Adam sinned. And were by natural children of wrath, just as the other. So I'm talking about the mind right now. The enemy had a chance to try to get to our mind because of what happened in the garden with Adam. And then death entered the entire human race through one man and bought everything that pertained to this empire, sickness, curses, pain, tragedy, and sin along with it. Everything was once again in disarray and in darkness. And Romans 5 and 12 says, therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread it to all men because of his sin. Death spread it to all men because of his sin. Satan became principalities of the air because of his sin. Glory to God. What literally happened was men exchanged God knowledge, fellowship, and power of eternity for human natural knowledge. Man had to accept the devil's insinuations to become like God, and he died spiritually, losing access to his creator because God kicked him out of the garden. From this point on, our souls, full of eternal knowledge, would tell us what was good and what was not. Darkness in all its forms operated over the souls of our mind, will, and emotions. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Darkness are all the sins, feeling, and negative forms of thoughts that opposes God. When the enemy comes to your mind with a thought, the Bible tells us to cast that thought down. Bring it into captivity of Jesus Christ. Because he's going to start with a thought. Because he's going to try to attack your mind, which is composed of your soul, your mind, your will. You try to attack our emotions. When we get all into emotions, that's all in the flesh, not in the spirit. The soul, our mind, in this corrupt state, being filled up with greed, depression, lies, it has believed, wounds not healed, sadness, hatred, wrath, envy, strife, jealousy, idolatry, witchcraft, and all evil works of the flesh is in Galatians chapter 5. That's our mind. That the enemy tried to put in our mind. And as Christians, as we mature in God and go from glory to glory, it's time out. We got to peek the enemy card. You know when a thought comes to your man that is godly and when it's not. Don't entertain that thought. Don't play with that thought so you can walk in wholeness. Jesus came for us to be whole spirit, soul, and body. Because once you entertain that thought, it can be as little as a needle sticking, and the enemy will make it as big as a doorknob and launch an attack. Glory to God. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 25 says, now may the Lord of peace himself sanctify you completely
complete me, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us both holy and whole. The Greek word for whole is holos, meaning all together, spirit, soul, and body. It implies being sound in body, soul, and spirit. A physical, strong, yet emotional, unstable person, they are not complete. They're not whole. If you're physically strong, you have no infirmities, but your emotions are flopping here and there and here and there. You're not stable in your emotions. You're not whole. And a person who is spiritually strong yet physically weak, they're not whole neither. Are you walking in wholeness? Jesus came for us to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. It is the will of God to try to keep our tripart being preserved until such time that our lives is complete or until Christ return. Until Christ return, we have to walk in wholeness. And God give us instructions on how to walk in wholeness. Glory to God. Again, casting thoughts down. Don't entertain the thoughts. Glory to God. We have to bring the victory of the resurrection to every part of our being. Everything must enter into the light of our Messiah. The light is the truth, and darkness is a lie. The light is life, and darkness is death. All of Satan's empire is false, is deceptive, is a simulation of what appears to be real, but is not. He's a counterfeit. His power consists of making us believe that something is real when it isn't. Come only to kill, steal, and destroy. With his false evidence appearing real. We gonna get the revelation on how to walk in wholeness. And as we start walking in it, confessing it, resisting him, the word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee. According to Ephesians chapter 1, the exceeding greatness of the power of God who resurrected Jesus from the dead, defeating death and his empire, is our inheritance as saints of God. It's our inheritance. Therefore, if this is our inheritance as saints of God, why more saints of God is not walking in wholeness? Why millions of Christians are sick and depressed and suicidal? And don't know who they are in God. And walking in the flesh. Maybe the answer is we may have established certain structures in our mind which prevent us from appropriating what is truly ours. Which prevent us from walking in wholeness. Which prevents us from getting our inheritance. Our new birth begins in our spirit. It's carried out through our soul and is finally visible to other people through the glory of God in our life. Are the saints of God? Can someone see the glory of God in your life? I'm not talking about the material things that you have. I'm talking about the glory of God on you. When they will say, oh, I want to be a Christian like her, like him. The glory of God. Glory to God. So God will get the glory. for our lives. So they can say, I want to be a Christian like her. Fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, doer of the word. Glory be to God. In order to break the yoke and live in wholeness, we must recognize the internal stronghold which make us depend on our human knowledge. When we should be dependent on God. I'm talking to me too. When we should be dependent on God. For over 30 years, I had sickness in my body. So I was so dependent on my human knowledge to pick up a pill, to call a doctor, instead of depending on God. But now God then gave me some revelation on healing. So now when a thought comes to pick up a pill, I got to cast that thought down and say, no, lay hands on yourself and pray. Not my human knowledge. It depends on God. And as I continue to do that and resist that, the enemy will flee from me at that point. Glory be to God. 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 God wants us to be conscious. He wants us to recognize the power that we have so we can walk in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Our fallen nature is made to believe what science and the doctors say, placing it above what God say. So I don't care what the enemy try to hit me with. All sickness come from the enemy. I think the doctors say I got that. I don't have that. The doctors say I have asthma. He said, yeah, I don't have asthma. Yes, you do. I don't have asthma. We just have asthma. I don't have asthma. I don't know what you're talking about. God say, lead not to your own understanding. We're supposed to be confusing them. They're supposed to be confusing us. And we come home confused. Oh, the doctor say this. Oh, I got this. I got that. No. We're supposed to be confusing them because we have faith from God. And we have to let the glory of God show. So I told the doctor, I'm going to be your miracle patient. If you never had a miracle patient, I'm going to be the miracle patient because I got the gospel to preach. I got people to feed. I got people to love on. And I have a program called Just Breathe. So hey, I'm in here, and you're talking about I can't breathe. I can't get excited. Glory be to God. The devil is a lie. Every infirmity originates in the devil's territory. For that reason, it is spiritual. Every infirmity comes from Satan, the devil, not God. Remember, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. He cares nothing about us. Now, I want to focus on our body. Our physical body. Jesus is not only our Savior regarding sin. He is the Savior of our infirmities. In the same manner we believe that he can save us from hell, we have to believe that he can save us from physical infirmities. That he can save you from anxiety attacks, from emotional breakdowns. He can save you from that. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. For you and for me, Jesus himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The Bible says he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He was oppressed and afflicted. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So why the body of Christ is not walking into more peace? In the Bible, he tells us what to think on and what to do. He said he gave us peace that surpasses all understanding. He said, peace I leave with you. The only way the enemy can get your peace if you give it to him. Are you walking in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body? Everything that our Lord and Savior went through for us. Because when Adam sinned, as I said earlier, God had another plan because he knew he was going to sin. And Jesus was the other plan. And the Bible says, in Matthew 26:39, this is Jesus. After 2 months of ministry, Christ and his three disciples huddled under the olive tree in the Garden of Gethsemane. As the disciples' eyes became heavy with sleep, the eyes of Christ pierced the veil of what was coming as he begged that the cup of suffering would pass from him. The cup of suffering, when the sins of the world were being transferred to him. In the darkness, Christ interceded to his Father for 3 hours. He indicated that his sweat became as it was like great drips of blood. That's how much the sins of the world bore down on him. The Bible says Jesus entered into anguish. The Greek word for anguish is in plans, extreme emotional stress. Jesus took that emotional stress from you. Why was Christ under so much pressure? How could his sweat become the great drips of blood? Glory be to God. I'm going to come back to that question. 1 Corinthians 2:8 says, which none of the principalities, prince of this world knew, had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. See, Satan was unaware of this process, or he would have stopped it. If he would have known the future impact of that moment, 1 Corinthians 2:8 says again, which none of the princes of this world knew. For if he had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The night in the garden, when Jesus took on the sins of the world, when he sweat drips of blood, that night in the garden, I believe there was a conflict unfolding in the visible arena of the spirit world that only Christ and God was aware of. The pressures of the sin of the world was being transferred to the Son of God. Imagine God's anguish, seeing his Son suffer, but he knew he had to for us. And we're not walking in wholeness. We're listening to the devil lies. Surely, our sickness he has borne, and our pain he has carried them. So why are we walking around in pain, physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain? You just can't get a breakthrough. How they say, God. Glory to your name, God. Jesus. Took on the sins of the world while his disciples fell asleep because he knew they was coming for him to crucify him, but he prayed. Do we labor in prayer? Do we labor in prayer so we can birth our prayer in our life? For it says, in the darkness, Christ interceded to his father for 3 hours. For 3 hours, he interceded. Because he knew something was coming. But he knew that he was going to have the total victory. Hey, Cornish, shout out about Tata. Are you walking in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body? Ask yourself that. Father God, what do I need to do to walk in wholeness? I've been dealing with this hurt and this anger so long, I think it's my friend, but I'm ready to release it so I can be whole in my soul. God, I've been dealing with these infirmities for so long, God. Show me how to walk in wholeness. Show me how to walk in my healing. Show me how to walk in the revelation that you have given me, Father. Glory to God. Now, for a moment, close your eyes and imagine for a moment the Heavenly Father looking at his beloved son while his body is being brutally scorned, the cat of nine tails tearing his back to shreds for us, the blow to his face, his falling down on the stones while carrying the cross for us, the nails thrust into his hands and his feet crossed up due to pain in all his being for us. Jesus. The crown of thrones pushed into his head. The anguish caused by the hanging from a wooden board. The first, the unending anguish. And finally, the spear piercing his heart. Filling your own being what the Father felt when he himself was living in his heart. How his son was being destroyed for us. For us. So we can walk in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. So we can be complete until Jesus comes back. So we can do the work of the Lord. So we can do the work of the Lord. Get the revelation. Get the revelation. The power of infirmities and of the spirit which sustains it exploded into pieces. As every wound that was afflicted to the body of our Lord. What's every wound? Why hell screamed and groaned. It's defeat. Because Jesus said, it is finished. It's time, my sisters and brothers, to walk in wholeness. It's time to totally give it to God. It's time to be connected so with the Holy Spirit that he will tell you what to do. Concerning you walking in wholeness. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. I'm going to see you, God. I thank you for Jesus. Say, God. You surrendered your heart. Now surrender your body to Jesus. Do you have faith in the sacrifice that I just spoke about? The Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus dying on the cross. Do you truly have faith?
God said we have faith as big as a mustard seed.
Keep your focus on Jesus. Walk in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. God loved us so he had another plan. The second Adam, Jesus. After Adam fell, darkness took authority over humanity. Satan became the one who has power over death and sin. Therefore, remember, every infirmity originates from the devil's territory, and it is spiritual. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. God wants us complete, spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. You are truly worthy, God, of all the glory and honor and praise. When facing any symptoms, it is only the voice of your body announcing an attack. The devil being, he used fear in our mental structures to make us surrender to infirmities, to emotional breakdowns, to make us say, oh, I'm not here spiritually because I think I should be doing that. And only God knows. Remember, saints of God, life and death is in the power of your tongue. You have to open your mouth. You have to open your mouth. You have to take authority over sickness. You have to take authority over everything that the enemy comes to you with. Every lie. You have to take authority over it. Open your mouth. The Bible says that we have power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, power over all the power of the enemy, and by no means can anything harm us. Pay attention. The Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you and talking to you. Pay attention. Hey, Kobo, say Kororere Shata. Quit talking about what's going on. And take authority over it. Don't make it bigger than what it is. Speak the word of God over your body. The Holy Spirit will perform it. Call yourself healed. Call yourself blessed. Call yourself emotionally stable because you are. And if anything tells you that you ain't, that's the enemy. And then for the healings of our body, Jesus left us the Lord's Supper. All the healing power from his stripes and from his blood. Partake of the Lord's Supper and proclaim Jesus' power over your body. Repent and confess your sins. Proclaim Jesus' power over your body. Again, proclaim Jesus' power over your body. The cat of Nan tails tore his back to shreds. The blood from his face, him falling down on stones, carrying the cross, nails thrusted in his hands and his feet, till his whole being cramped up. Proclaim Jesus' power over your body, over your mind, over your spirit. The crown of thorns pushed in his head, the anguish that he would do. Proclaim Jesus' power over your body. Proclaim Jesus' power over your body. Receive that in your spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the knowledge that God is faithful and he will sanctify you spirit, soul, and body. his word. He say so in his word. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your matchless name, God. You are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And right now, I'm just going to do some confessions. So if you will, you can repeat after me. Thank you, Father God, for the benefits and provision of the blood of Jesus. I stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus to proclaim victory over sin, Satan, and his angels in the world. I apply the blood of Jesus to every stubborn problem in my life. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I soak my life in the blood of Jesus. I paralyze all satanic oppressors delegated against me with the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I stand against every device of distraction. I stand upon the word of God, and I declare myself unmovable in the name of Jesus. Let every door that I have opened to the enemy be closed forever with the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hands of the enemy. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, sanctified, and made holy with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. If there's anything in me that is not of God, I don't want it. Depart in the name of Jesus. I curse every works of darkness in my life to dry to the root by the blood of Jesus. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released on my behalf and let it speak against every dead bone in my life. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released on my behalf and let it speak against every stubborn mountain in my life. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over me. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus over my house. In the name of Jesus, I soak myself in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus. Demons, you cannot enter my house. I draw a circle of the blood of Jesus around me. I draw a bloodline of protection around my property. I overcome you, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. You cannot put any sickness on me because I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Let the blood of Jesus speak confusion into the enemy's camp. Let the blood of Jesus speak destruction upon every evil growth in my life. Let the blood of Jesus speak disappearance upon every infirmity in my life. Let the blood of Jesus speak peace unto every broken marriage in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak victory and prosperity unto my life. I hold the blood against you and declare that you have been defeated, devil. Jesus said, "It is finished." You have been defeated. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Satan, I speak to you in the name of Jesus, and I say that your principalities, your powers, your spirit who rule the present darkness, your spiritual weaknesses in heavenly places, I bound from operating against anyone on this phone land, over the internet, or they hear this message in the name of Jesus. We are the property of God Almighty, and you have no place in us. We dwell in the secret place of our Almighty God and abide and remain stable and fitted under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus is a priest of our confession. And we hold fast to our confession of faith in the Word of God. We stand immovable and fixed in full assurance that Jesus is making us whole now, spirit, soul, and body. If you have not called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you cannot confess that. You have to call on him no matter what you're going through in your life. You can't do it by yourself. You can't fight the battle by yourself. So if you're listening to this message over the internet, over the phone lines, and you have not called on Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that he loves you no matter what you have done. He loves you. He's a forgiving God. All you got to do is ask, and he will do it. Just say, Father, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I have sinned, God. Forgive me. I want to know you. I want to know your son, Jesus. I want him to come into my heart and help me. The Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved. Jesus loves you. He loves you. Just trust him. And I pray if you prayed that prayer that you be filled with the Spirit of God, with an overflow, with rivers of river water flowing through your body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Kingdom Builders International love you. God love you. The angels are rejoicing. If you have said that prayer before, but you know you need to repent, repent me, turn away from. Cry out to our Father. Tell him you repent. Call out your sins. Talk to him so you can be in right standings with him so he can make you whole, spirit, soul, and body. You can go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Glory be to God. Are you walking in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body? Glory be to God. At this time, I'm going to open up the line for any comments, prayer requests, or testimonies. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, you're truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God. Thank you, Lord God. You are worthy, God. Thank you, Lord God. At this moment, I'm going to put on a song, and I'll be right back. Thank you, Lord. You are truly worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God. Thank you for this opportunity, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. At this time, I'm having technical difficulties, so I cannot open up the line. Thank you, Lord God. Well, I thank God again for everyone that has called in and for everyone over the internet that is listening. I give a shout out to you. I see it is a caller on the line from Mississippi. I thank you for calling in. Glory be to God. But at this time, I cannot open up the lines. But I give God all the praises and honor and glory. I thank God again for Kingdom Builders International, who is the sponsor of the program, and all that they we are doing. We can be reached at www.kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. If you have any comments, if you would like a Bible, or if you would like an MP3 player of the Bible, you can contact us. We love you, and I thank God again for all that he's doing. And thank you for calling in. And good night.